The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The line to Nocalo from Peel was not much over a mile long, but it was a very busy line indeed, maintaining the delivery of essential supplies needed for the daily and long-term welfare, survival even, of the detainees. There was no other way of doing this task. The line was built in September 1915 and paid for by the British government as part of the country's effort in the First World War, 1914-18. At the peak of the operations, there were 18 round trips made on it every day. The trains at the start ran out on the regular line from the railway station at Peel, and then the new stretch of line branched off near the Raggot to go over a wooden bridge built across the River Neb. Now the line was out on its own. For quite a distance it went alongside the road to Patrick Village, until it arrived at the gates of the detention camp, where it was passed straight through into the centre and immediately unloaded its many tons of supplies. There were a lot of vital items needed to maintain the needs of the camp's more than 24,000 detainees. When one load had been dropped, the train began its trip straight back to Peel to pick up more. Now, what has to be taken into overall account is that the line was not built on one flat, easy-to-run-on level. It went uphill all the way from Peel with an incline of 1 in 12. Now, this doesn't sound too difficult to deal with, but the loads were always unusually heavy. What was needed was a really powerful steam locomotive to haul them. Fortunately, there was already one right on hand in the Isle of Man and ready for action. She was called Caledonian. Now she, it seems suitable to give her a female designation, had been built in 1885 and brought to the Isle of Man by the Manx Northern Railway. She was employed to service the line to and from the mines at Foxdale, and this was again a heavy-duty load operation. Caledonian was actually the biggest locomotive in the island, and had traction power more than twice as much as any of the others. She could more than pull her weight, and off she went to Nocalo to join the war effort. But she had already a proven record for taking on tough jobs. In addition to operating on the Foxdale line, she was used in the construction of the Snaefell Mountain Railway, which was, and still is, just over 5 miles long. This task was completed in an incredible 7 months. The line opened for traffic on August the 20th, 1895. This job had to be done by Caledonia. There was nothing else capable of doing the work of hauling all the many tons of construction materials to the top of Snaefell. It couldn't have been done without Caledonia, just like the Nocalo line wouldn't have been operable without her. But now we have to return to the Nocalo line and its ultimate fate. It remained in operation until October 1920. The First World War had ended in 1918, but it was to take quite a long time before all the internees could be processed and repatriated. The line was finally removed in 1923-24. I wonder if there are still relics of it to be seen. In the Second World War, she was also on war effort duties as she hauled tons of rubble from Foxdale to be used in the construction of aircraft runways in different parts of the island. And she played a big part in opening lines closed by the island's so-called Big Snow of 1940. In 1975, she was back on Snaefell for the centenary celebrations of the Mountain Railway. She also went on show in the Steam Railway Museum at Port Erin, and made a light-hearted public appearance in the guise of Thomas the Tank Engine. Today she's still operational, and in 2009 she went for her first ever major overhaul. She's the pride of the Isle of Man Steam Railway Supporters Association. And let me say, finally, she's the only steam locomotive ever to get to the top of Snaefell and back down again. The latter trip must have been a rather interesting one.